Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Sandy McGee, Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts Inc. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody out there.
So what is going on with Umpqua Valley Arts these days?
Oh, my goodness. Kyle, there's so much going on in the world. And so now coming down to our little microcosm here in Douglas County in Roseburg, we're super excited. There's a lot going on here, Kyle. Very exciting, uplifting stuff. I wanted to come in this morning and talk a little bit about our exhibits and some of the youth education stuff that we've got going on right now. We have a teen studio for our teen artists, and that happens on Wednesdays monthly. You can sign up for a group of classes, and every Wednesday from 2:30 to 4:30, the teens are coming to the Art Center. We're doing small groups to keep people safe from COVID, and they're going to be learning from really amazing art teachers. And so we've got classes in October and November and December, so check out our website for that. We specifically wanted to have something for the teens to do, especially right now. And then we've got Young Artists in Plein Air. We've got one day, it's October 10th from 2 to 4. Young artists can come out, all ages can come out and learn a little bit about plein air painting and doing some artwork and potentially having a show after that. And then also, I want to let people know that we have art kits starting September 22nd. You go to our website. You can sign up for an art kit. We've got an amazing lesson and an art kit. And I'll just say the word felting and Cheryl Stokes. Those are two clues for the art kit that's coming up at the Art Center. So check our website, Kyle. You know, right now we are open for limited capacity. People can call and they can go on our website to make an appointment to come in. But the best way to see what's going on at the Art Center right now is to go to uvarts.com. And there's a lot of stuff up there. There are videos, there are art lessons, and all the things that we're doing right now that you can participate in. Lots of things for young artists in our community.
So are you still doing this where you essentially get your couple or your group, whatever, and essentially you've got the place to yourself for an hour?
Yeah, we're still doing that. It's really special. People come by. We have so many community members. We actually had over 100 people sign up for the last show that we had up. And that leads me to let people know that we are having an Umpqua Plein Air exhibit, although we had to cancel the event. As people know, each year we have painters come from all over Oregon, parts of Washington, Northern California, Western Montana, all over the region to paint the Umpqua Valley and specifically the North Umpqua River, which is one of our most popular locations. And the event was supposed to start just right after the fires really took hold. And so we canceled the event to keep everybody safe and really just honor the moment that we were having here, which was a very scary time for us. So Umpqua Valley Arts took a big pause and really wanted to connect with our community, let people know that we are here and we're with you. And lots of our painters were affected by those fires. So we ended up, of course, canceling the event. We'll look forward to having it next year at another time. Right now, it's just important that people are cared for. But we are, Kyle, having an Umpqua Plein Air exhibit. And that came out of a conversation with some of the artists. And what we agreed on was that we really wanted to honor Oregon landscapes, especially right now. We wanted to honor our communities, our animals, our forests, our rivers, everything that makes this place so meaningful and so beautiful. And what a moment to use artwork to honor those things that are so important to us. Those are the things that connect all of us together is the landscape that we are currently in. So we decided to have the show. I have over 100 works in the show. People were knocking down the door to participate. I've got a show going up. It's after I leave here today, I'm going to put the show up and it's going to be ready this afternoon for people to call and make an appointment, come to our website and make an appointment to see the show.
Wow. How long do you anticipate having it up?
The show's going to go up starting today, this afternoon, and it will be up through October 30th.
And so, and these are all folks from around the area, or did you get people further away as well?
Absolutely. Lots of residents in Douglas County, people that, local artists. We have a huge group of local artists here and a lot of plein air painters, partially because where we live is lends itself to that. It's so beautiful here. And again, it's what we share. And I always talk about plein air painting as being like kind of a love letter to place, to this idea that we are all in this kind of like very natural, beautiful setting that really holds us and gives us all the things that we need to survive.
Wow.
So we are so proud and happy to have the show. And again, Kyle, lots of local, mostly local artists. We really didn't have a lot of people coming in from the outside. You know, as I said, it's a regional show. But this particular show, we had a main showing of our local artists because of what we're experiencing right now together.
What are you looking forward to doing later in the fall? Do you have some other things on the agenda?
Absolutely. Kyle, we're super excited. I just have been working with the folks down at Clay Folk. Clay Folk is an association of potters. Some people around here know this. Every year they have a huge event at the Armory down in Medford. And people go there and there's pottery from wall to wall in the Medford Armory. It's a huge amount of pottery and it's amazing. And you really get to meet the artists. And so Clay Folk called me this year. They had to cancel their event. Called me this year. We've got members that are members of the Art Center and Clay Folk. Really close people, they called and said, hey, we want to work together on something called Open Studios, Clay Open Studios. And the Art Center, we just got very excited about that. And we thought, what a great way to make artwork available for people, especially pottery. It's something that people really love, is to get that mug that they drink out of every morning with their coffee, is to be able to go to an artist studio. Again, we're going to be very safe with COVID. We have limited capacity. We will have hand sanitizers. People will be wearing masks. We will have masks on site. And lots of the artists are showing their work out in kind of like carport areas. So that's going to happen October 17th and 18th over the weekend. We've got people signed up from the Clay Place also. So the Clay Place will be open with Sam Reitenball, which is a local potter, and Ted Isto, who is very well known in the area. He's a teacher at UCC. He's pretty much, if you have done any pottery in your life in this area, it's because Ted was your teacher.
So what are the dates again for that?
October 17th and 18th at the Clay Place. And then visit our website to find all the other locations. So there will be a map on our website, which will lead you to studios. Peter Olson and Dave Perry are sharing a Peter Olson studio. They will be there with all their stuff there together. Victoria Carnata out in Taiyi. So you can stop by the Lighthouse Bakery and Cafe and grab a coffee and a pastry and head to Victoria's beautiful studio. And Cheryl Weiss will be with us too, and she's going to be at Gallery Northwest, and Ted Isto will also be with Sam at the Clay Place. So it's just going to be great. Bob Johnson, also a local potter of Psycho Ceramics, he's incredible. He's also a Clay Folk member, and he'll be at the Clay Place with Ted and Sam.
All right, very good. And that is it. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, it's a Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 4 in October. We're super excited. Please come out. Everybody's invited. You do not need to RSVP. It is a free event. And if you are looking for that special gift and you want to get a mug for yourself, hey, forget about gifts. Get something for yourself and enjoy it to, you know, the best of your ability. Come out and come to Open Studios. We can't wait to see you.
And the website address?
It's www.uvarts.com.
All right, Sandy McGee, Umpqua Valley Arts. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Kyle.
840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.